streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I was talking to a player about Drake London at USC, and I said, I don't know about him. He doesn't separate. And TJ Houshmandzadeh was listening, and he got on me because he was working with him. And so let's bring TJ Houshmandzadeh on, Fox Sports analyst, 11 years in the NFL. So here's my thing with Drake. Is he a two? Now, he's coachable. He wants to be great. He works hard. He played basketball, so he uses that butt to box out. You can see his basketball prowess on the football field. Hard to bring down. I don't know. Can he doesn't separate for me? Not really a burner. Do I put him in the slot? What do I make of him? You worked him out.
He can pretty much do whatever you want a receiver to do. He can get down the field. If you watch USC's games, and Drake had a broken leg, so the first month and a half, we couldn't get on the field. So all we did was do mental work. And I'm watching the games. There's two or three guys on him. Oh, don't throw that. Oh, great catch, great catch. Like, quarterback, why'd you? Oh, that's another great catch. He made so many contested catches. That he does naturally. He was born with that gift. Where I come into play is teaching him how to create separation, teaching him how to beat press coverage, understanding spacing and distance, and mark my words, he will have zero problems getting open and creating separation in National Football League. Zero problems. You don't see a guy his size getting in and out of his routes like that. You just don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to run. You know, people think he's a little bit of a pain in the butt in the pro day because he wouldn't run. You know, a lot of these guys, let's be honest. The pro day can be a little bit of a beauty pageant. And if you got, you know, if you're not a great lifter, you don't want to lift. I go back to this all the time. I like production over traits. USC had this kid named Michael Pittman. He was productive. He was productive on special teams. So to me, Drake London's productive. That's what I think. That's what I see. So if you can scheme him, That's my takeaway. Is that fair?
Yes, and the thing is, run the 40. You're coming off of a broken leg. You're rehabbing that. Everybody had 8, 9, 10 weeks, maybe more, to train for the 40. He didn't have that at all. His main focus was, let me rehab this broken leg, and then what really matters, let me get better as a football player. And that's what he did. And he'll show everybody. Like, you know, I can say this and I can say that. He's going to have to go out there and do it. And as long as he's working with me and whoever else, he has a talent, he's going to get it done.
What do you do if you're Arizona? I was told 2 years ago that they, you know, listen, he liked baseball. He liked football. He doesn't love getting hit. He's not your classic leader. He can be a little aloof. There's a dad presence. You know, there's some things they had to work through. They weren't non-starters. I mean, you work through them. I would sign him. I just think he's unique, and there's just not, he's special. I can't unsee what he can do. But what do you make of all the public stuff, and I won't sign, I'll hold out? What do you make of all of it?
It's unnecessary, really it is. Ultimately, if I'm the Cardinals, I want to make this work. Say what you want about Kyler Murray. Look at the Cardinals' record before they drafted him.
Yeah.
They had the first pick for a reason. The Cardinals are sitting here acting like they're the Chiefs or the Rams or something now. Like, Kyler Murray has made them a significantly better team. Just go look at him before Kyler Murray. And is he handling this the right way? Absolutely not. He's in his feelings. But as players, when you see other guys get paid and you feel like you're on the same level and your team is looking at you as if you're not, that hurts you. That affects you a little bit. And he's gone about it the wrong way. But the Cardinals, they're handling this the wrong way as well. Go look at your franchise and your organization before him and look at him now. You tell me, why are we winning?
You know, I also come into this a little bit. I had Meta. Remember Meta was on the other day? Meta Sandefur piece.
Our test.
My bad. And he said something that was really smart. He said, we're kind of moving into a new time here. Guys always made good money in pro sports. Now some of these NBA guys make like $35 million. And he said, they're not, it's a lot of money, and now they're making $20 million a year on top of that with shoes and $15 million in Instagram. And he said, we're just getting through this process. And I said this the other day, Big Ben was a pain in the butt. Aaron Rodgers, a lot of drama. Kyler Murray, like, you're not going to get everybody to be Brady. Not everybody's going to be Russell Wilson. Some of these guys, it's generational wealth. It's a ton of pressure. And so I look at Kyler and I'm like, yeah, Aaron's a pain in the butt too, but I'd sign him. Can we just now say that some of these young guys, we've thrown a ton on them, and some of them, they're just kind of figuring their way through all this money and fame.
When you look at the amount of money guys are making, it seems like every 4 or 5 years, you're going to hear a former player, oh man, I was born way too soon. I say that to this day. It's just, when you're talking quarterbacks and Kyler Murray specifically, this rarely happens, Colin. When you feel you have a franchise quarterback, they get the extension. They don't have to go through what Kyler Murray feels like he's going through. They just give the guy the extension. Kyler Murray had some injuries last year. He's like, let me see if I can get paid. I believe his agent gave him bad advice on how to go about this, but it happens. Kyler Murray is one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. What do? You trade him and start all over?
Yeah.
And then be the real Arizona Cardinals? Like, do you want to go back to that?
Yeah.
And so when you have what you have in him, instead of trying to burn the bridge, extend an olive branch to him to let him know he's appreciated. And I think people forget that. Just look how bad they were before him. Like, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Like, how do these people get in the position they are in? I'm talking decision makers and the Cardinals, and mishandle this situation. It's crazy.
Well, I always feel there's three options for an athlete. You can have the star who's easy to work with, the star who's a little difficult to work with, or no star. The no star is third. I'll deal with some Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray. The place you don't want to be is driving to the stadium and like, yeah, I got a backup starting for me. So, okay, I also want to talk about this. So you were an NFL wide receiver for 11 years. So Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, there are a lot of stories of these guys. I'm not going to do it. I said this. McLaurin, I would sign because he's overcome a ridiculous organization to flourish. Debo worries me a little bit because his style and injuries, and Kyle Shanahan leans into that physicality, and Kittle gets hurt a lot. And I want to pay Debo, and he gets hurt. What do you make of these young wide receivers? Are they, you know, we always use the word diva. A lot of these guys are like, we're not going to camp unless we get paid. What do you make of it?
We are. Like, diva, like, call me a diva. That means I've somewhat established myself to be in a position to do this. That's number one. And what did you just say? George Kittle gets hurt a lot. They didn't have a problem paying him, did they? They didn't have a problem paying him. That offense started to run through Debo Samuel. And they use him as a running back. He didn't have a ton of rushing yards, just under 300, I believe, 1,400 receiving yards. You got to get your money when you can get it, because football can change in one play and your health can change in one play. And they're looking at, and I hate to do this, but they're looking at Christian Kirk. All these dudes are looking at Christian Kirk saying, bruh, like, if he can get this, I need to get paid.
Yeah.
And so Christian Kirk, Asian, did a hell of a job, but he's made it bad for these other guys because they're looking at that saying, I need to get that Christian Kirk money. If I don't get it, I'm not showing up.
Yeah, it's weird about that, Joy. Guys are funny about that. I don't know how women view it, but guys, it's all about respect.
So, yeah, like, women like to be respected too.
No, I know that. But guys and money, guys and money are.
Well, look, we can get real political with this. There's this wage gap thing, so yes, it's the same for women. So just want us our money.
You want your money too.
Yeah.
But guys are funny about that. You could get paid 90, but if a guy who's not as good as you gets 94, you would feel like disrespected. And I've heard guys say this I've heard guys in this industry say it.
Well, I think it depends on the industry, obviously. Like, yeah, when you're talking about a salary cap situation, then it can get a little ridiculous.
Hey, Joy, they always use a salary cap when they're trying to make an excuse. There's always a way. Always.
No. I'm just saying, as far as, you know, being the highest paid player, like, there are consequences to being the highest paid player.
Yeah.
Like, if your motivation is always to be the highest paid player, then depending on the position that you play, that is automatically going to sacrifice other elements of your team. I guess just that.
I don't need to be the
salary cap.
I don't need to be the highest paid sportscaster, but I just want to be in the same zip code.
Yeah.
Is that
same ballpark? Yeah. Same ballpark.
I'm in the same building. Yeah.
All right, TJ. Good seeing you, my man.
You guys take care. Keep up the great work. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, I told you this. When Christian Kirk signed with the Jags, we talked about this. It's like,
But also, the market is the market, right? You've got to pay somebody. And if you are out there looking for talents and a certain position is at a premium, and it goes in waves.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? There was a time when everybody was paying all the running backs.
Yeah. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, women would like to be paid too.
No, I know that. But guys, we get really weird about it. I don't think you guys get as weird about it.
Yeah. There's some power dynamics going on there. That's probably why. So the Falcons signed Marcus Mariota after trading Matt Ryan to the Colts. But they have the number 8 pick in the draft. And Marcus knows it's possible they could pick up a quarterback. He said, this is just an opportunity. If things work out, hopefully I'll be here for the next few years. If it's not me, it's okay too. I've been in this situation before. It's a control what I can control mindset. I have no ego. I can be an ear and listen. The teams are going to do what they're going to do. If they do draft someone, I'll give as much advice and knowledge as I can. If not, I'm ready to roll.
That's nice. That's a guy with perspective who's been in the game. He was a franchise guy. They move off him. He's a backup guy. I know somebody that knows him down in Orange County. Nice kid. He's a great guy. He's a guy that understands, you know what? I can make a 7-figure living being in these quarterback rooms. I can start, I can bridge, I can back up.
It's a 2-year, $18 million deal. Almost $19 million deal.
That's pretty good money.
It's a nice deal.
You can go to Whole Foods in the produce section regularly.
You can go to Erewhon with that. That check. So he's a bridge quarterback. Like, that's what it is. I like the self-awareness of the situation. I think it lowers the temperature in the room.
Yeah.
Teams appreciate that. You'll get more opportunities when your mindset is where it should be.
When he's healthy, he's capable.
Absolutely.
It's always been a health thing
for him. But it's a perspective thing. Like, if you bring in a bridge guy and he's like, no, like, I'm really the starter and, you know, is driving a hard line about what his role is with the team, that can cause problems when you have a young guy come in. This is obviously a bridge situation. The Falcons owners have talked about it being a bridge situation.
No, yeah.
But I also think it's on organizations to be openly communicative with players when they bring them in.
Yeah.
Where was this? Chicago. The Andy Dalton thing.
Oh boy,
it's like, who cares about Andy Dalton starting? It's nonsense. You have a young guy. It's just it's complete nonsense.
So they screwed that up.
That's on you for telling Andy Dalton he should be the starter. Now you have this obligation because of this promise that you've made him.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little bit more cutthroat when it comes to the business side of things. That's why I like to have stuff on paper. Your word's nice. Can you put that on a piece of paper that we can both sign so that I can take it to a lawyer if you decide to change your mind? That's what a deal is. But that's where I think these organizations get in trouble. You make promises to Andy Dalton about being the starter, and then you draft a young quarterback.
You got to be up front initially. If you want to lie, do that later. But initially, you got to be up front.
I think you should just be transparent. This is their business, too. They understand how this works. I just think, you know, when you tell players stuff that it's not true, you set everyone up for failure, and then it causes drama in the organization. So Tom Brady retired for like a month and realized he was coming back.
Yeah.
In a recent interview with ESPN, he talked about how he felt there was still a place for him. He said, I know I don't have a lot left. I really do. I know I'm at the end of my career. I wish I could go forever, but it's just not, and football comes at too high of a cost now. But I wanted to give myself and my teammates and our organization another incredible opportunity to accomplish something that we'd all be very proud of.
Yes, he is. I thought when he faced Matt Stafford last year twice, and this is not a knock on Tom, Stafford was better. Why does everybody struggle? Like in
I think this is not the whole story.
Well, it's not the whole story.
And because Tom Brady is way too calculated of a person.
They're pounding the table. This is outrageous, ridiculous that we and Arians did not get it.
Well, also, I think the Dolphins thing with,
he was
with Sean Payton was a deal that was in place. And when that fell apart, that changed him staying retired, like or caused him to be retired, and then he changed his mind. I don't know what the timeline of all of it was, but I just don't believe that Tom Brady was like, yeah, I'm hanging it up. He had an MVP-level season, still playing at a super high level. It was a little surprising that he did retire, and especially the timing of the news for them him to come back. It's just it's very clunky for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So there's something else to it because he just is too calculated with all that. But he's under contract with the Bucs through the rest of the season. I do think he will retire after this season. And now that Bruce Arians has moved upstairs and everyone is set up for the future, we'll see how it plays out. So the Seattle Kraken, I love the Seattle Kraken's
great logos,
logo and branding, announced yesterday that Marshawn Lynch and rapper Macklemore have joined their ownership group. So in press release, Lynch expressed his excitement in joining the franchise. He said, I've been a part of a lot of things, but this is something I never would have imagined. Being a part of the Seattle Kraken is something big for me. It gives me another chance to get a ring after helping bring the first NFL one to the city. And if you thought I was going somewhere, Seattle, I'm here. Stand up. And then there was a viral video of him riding the Zamboni.
I was going to say, does
the facility. It's so good. He's like doing donuts. Here it is. It's so good. The Starbucks Zamboni. God, that looks like so much fun.
You know, I'm from the Northwest. I have to watch one of their games.
I feel like I might wreck that thing, though. He will also be a big part of the NFL's Hockey is for Everyone campaign. And he's also expressed interest in shadowing the team's CEO to see the ins and outs of the hockey operation. But hockey games are a good time.
Oh, they're a great time. Order a cold one. My wife loves hockey. She's from Detroit, Chicago area.
A cold one. It's cold in there.
I know, but just beers and hockey.
A whiskey.
That too. Yeah, and you nice sneak that in. Sneak that in.
I made the mistake of, I went to the outdoor game that the hockey does? Winter Classic at Yankee Stadium.
You went to
the
that?
Week of the Super Bowl in New York. It is the coldest I have ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
I got a cold one. I got a beer and it froze. I was miserable. It was way, way, way too cold. So I should have got a whiskey and wore an extra puffy jacket. But this is awesome. And that video is great.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors
dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Good dude, 16 years in the league. Al Harrington, who I haven't talked to in a long time, former NBA player, living the big life in Miami. All right, Al, you look like you're in a good mood. Everybody in Miami is in a good mood. You always look like you're in a good mood down there. So I got to ask you about this. I watched the Warriors last night. And I said, there's something wrong with Denver. They're too good. They unravel. And Jokic is a great talent, Al. But I don't know if he's a leader. Does he inspire? Does he galvanize? Did you ever get to a point in the NBA where a guy's a great player, but it takes more? Giannis, I feel like there's a leader. Embiid's verbal. He's a leader. Steph's a leader. With Jokic, I don't feel that. I don't know. What do you make of, am I hypercritical? I mean, Denver's just falling apart. Why?
You know what? It's funny. I mean, I think that there's different kind of leaders, right? You know, you have leaders that are vocal, right? You have guys that people just feed off of their energy. And when you look at Jokic, he's neither. Right.
He doesn't
seem like he's a big voice guy. And then, you know, when he does get busy and get, 30 in a row, and he don't go crazy and get everybody pumped up either. Right.
Right.
So I'm not going to say he's not a leader, because obviously he leads that team. And I mean, you can't be a two-time MVP, not being a leader. But, he just doesn't kind of bring that energy that you would need from a leader, like a guy like a Giannis or some of the other superstars.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting there. I said, villains are good for sports. So I'm rooting for Brooklyn to beat Boston. Because Boston, right. If Boston was a movie, they'd be Hoosiers, right? Like, they do all the things right. They're coachable. They play defense. And they got one star. And now, if Brooklyn was a movie, they'd be Boiler Room. They just want to make money, leave the problems for somebody else. It's not perfect. No bench. I can't figure it. But I will say this. KD and Kyrie, maybe the two best finishers in the world. Seriously. Correct. Who do you like the rest of the way in that series? I know Brooklyn's got way more flaws, but who do you like and why?
Man, I mean, I'm pulling for Brooklyn just because of the, you know, relationship with, you know, Kyrie. Kyrie went to my high school, played for my AAU team. So, you know, a huge Kyrie fan. I think it's going to be tough for them. You know, I think that the main issue with Brooklyn is I think they rely on Kyrie and KD too much. You know what I'm saying? They don't use the other weapons around them. And until they can figure that out, you know, I'm just not sure how far they can actually go. You know, a guy like Steph Curry, you know, Patty Mills and, you know, different guys like that that's over there, they got to figure out how to incorporate those guys and make those guys dangerous because they can actually score the ball and shoot the ball. So, you know, that's the only reason why I just feel like they put too much pressure on themselves. And I'm just not sure if they can, you know, win a championship like that.
I want to ask you about the Miami Heat because I don't get them. They're obviously good, great coach, good bench. Butler and Bam are tremendous athletes, but they're not great closers. And I've had right. BJ Armstrong, multiple people have come on this show, and they love him. And Joy likes him. And I'm like, you see him down in Miami. So explain to me their greatness. Do you think they're a championship-level team, and why?
Same thing. I mean, there is like, I don't trust it to stand and say that I think they're going to win it. I think they definitely got a lot of good pieces. I think that what makes them special is like they have a good team where there's no real true superstar there. So kind of everybody like pulls together and make it happen. It seems like, you know, the deeper you get into the playoffs, you do need closers. We know that Kyle Lowry can make a big shot.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy can make a big shot. We know Bam can make a big shot, you know. But at the end of the day, like when it's like nut cutting time and it's like, yo, we need somebody to go, you know, finish this game out for us, you know, that's where you kind of have your doubts there. So I'm not really, I think Milwaukee's the team. You know, I think they're the team out of the East. I just think that they got the most dominant player in the league. I call, you know, Giannis a mobile Shaq. And, you know, when you got a guy that's that good and all the guys that surround him, I still think they're my favorites.
What do you make of Giannis? Did you think he would be this good? Did you, you know, for years I was like, I don't trust him with 3 minutes to go. I don't trust him at the free throw line. Does he remind you anybody in your 16 years that you played with? Did you see him being this good 5 years ago, Al?
No, honestly. And it's amazing that even though with his shot not being, you know, at the level that I'm sure, you know, we would all like to see it, the fact that he still finds a way to continually get better year after year.
Yeah.
It's just really impressive. You know what I'm saying? You got to take your hat off to him, the way that he prepares and the way that he approaches the game. But, you know, when you talk about that leader, it just exudes out of him. Like, even that the series that they won last year, it was like he willed it. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
He has it. And it's just something about him that I would love to play with him and I would love to play for him and go and like get in that foxhole, as we used to describe it back when I played, because I know with him in there, he's going to ride to the finish. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's what kind of reverberates throughout their team.
You know, everybody was getting on Kyrie and he got fined $50,000 for, you know, flipping the finger. And I said, listen, I remember Vernon Maxwell running into the crowd, Malice at the Palace. I think most pro athletes today are, you know, they don't want to get hit. They don't want to screw with the moneymaker, the face. They're making too much money. How did you in your 16, because you were in some heated, heated playoff series. Did you hear the fans? Did you turn them out? Did you ever react? How did you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear the fans, you know, but I always say, like, when you're, like, really playing it in the moment, you don't hear anything, right? It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of this blank space. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're like making your cuts and setting your picks, you don't hear anything. But, you know, once you make that shot and you kind of zone out, you definitely hear everything. You know, you hear fans. And I mean, you look at this right here. If you're taking the ball out, you hear everything everybody's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's right there. And, you know, I will say, like, Boston, you know, the two fans that I would say have been like the nastiest that I've been around, you know, in my career was Boston and definitely Utah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are some really, yeah. really, like, those fans say anything. You know what I mean? Sometimes they cross that line.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can definitely see them frustrated.
Yeah. I've talked to players about Boston and Utah. That, yeah, they cross the line. But emotionally, every time I go to an NBA game, I tell Joy this. Every time I've gone to an NBA game with good seats, players will talk to me. And there is something kind of unique about the NBA experience. Did you ever get into conversations at all with funny fans or outrageous fans?
Oh, all the time. I mean, I will always. I mean, I don't think there was a game I played in where I didn't say something to a fan.
Oh, really?
Some point. Whether good or bad, right? You know, you have some that, oh, I loved you, and some Al, I hate you. You know what I mean? And you know, the typical thing you know you get is you suck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what is the response to that? You got to come up with some clever ones there. but you know, I would just say, like in this situation with Kyrie, I don't know why he's giving him so much energy. You know what I mean? Like, what does he expect? Like, you know, they brought you there expecting you to take them to the next level. You know, that's one of those basketball towns where they're going to judge you by your performance. You didn't perform well there and you left. So you got to expect them to feel that way and have things to say. I just wish he would just kind of tune it out and just be the great player that he is. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's getting 40 points a night while in Ramadan. You know, what he's doing is just really special, and it's just like something we've never seen before. He should just let that just, you know, just live out there. Just forget to just tune the fans out. Who cares what they say?
By the way, 2 minutes left. Luka. Joy brought this up. We've been talking about this. I love Luka, but he came into camp out of shape. He's had multiple injuries. I don't remember this being a thing 10, 15, 20 years ago. But tell me if I'm wrong. Were there guys that would come into camp and you're like, they just ate donuts all up. They're like, they're not in good shape.
Oh, hell yeah. There were all kind of players that did that. I mean, I don't want to say any names, but there was a lot of guys that they viewed training camp as the opportunity to get in shape. Now, I will say that back then, especially when I was in the league, you know, we had real training camps, you know, a whole month, right? And
yeah.
The first 2 weeks of training camp, all we did was run and have to pass fitness tests and all these type of things. From what I hear, the new NBA, all of those things have kind of went out the window. They kind of expect the players to be professional and come in shape so that they can kind of hit the ground running. And, you know, Luka got to learn from this. You know, I mean, he has a chance to be an all-time great. You know, his talent is, you know, second to none, essentially. And, you know, he has to respect the game. And the way you respect the game is to make sure that you're always prepared to play. And, I mean, my whole thing when I look at these guys is like, LeBron James, you know, for anything, whether he's the GOAT or not, he's given all of us or them the blueprint of this thing, right? You take the time to invest in your body and make sure that you're pretty much in playing shape year round. You could play 20 years at a level that people just don't expect. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And the money's there, the opportunity's there. It's so many reasons. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's really on him. And, you know, he has to grow up and be more of a professional and make sure that he doesn't do this again.
Al Harrington, the Gatorade National player, USA Today player, happy guy, 16 years, living the big life in Miami. Great seeing you, my man.
Thanks, man. Kyle, always good to see you. Joy, hello.
What's up, Al?
Al Harrington. Joy knows everybody. Seriously. I'm interviewing him. Joy's hanging out with him, friends with him. I'm such an outsider. But I'm learning things all the time. About once a week, get a new phrase, and I mix it right into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Came home last night with Ann. I'm all about this.
About it.
Damn, I messed it up. See, that's the thing. It takes me about a week to get it right. But then, as I told you, I used lit 20, 30 times a day. And now, I don't have to think about it. It's just in my lexicon. Just throw lit into all my language.
I thought we stopped that.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.